Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys. We're back.
We're back.
Well, we didn't go away, but it feels like it's been a year.
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm eating and drinking a lot.
Keep eating.
It's normal, but it's going to be Yom Kippur this weekend, and I have to fast for 25 hours and atone for all of my sins.
Oh my God, skinny legends.
I'm going to need more than 25 hours, but...
I'm getting a cheeseburger after we're done.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I've just been hydrating.
Wow. Well, hello, everyone. My name is T. Kyle.
And I'm Bradley.
And welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
Your weekly pop culture podcast where we talk about...
Legends Only.
And as always, before we get started, we would like to give a huge shout out to all of our Patreon Legends Only fans on patreon.com/legendsonly. And surprise announcement for all of our Legends Only fans. If you're not a Legends Only fan, we have a Discord. We chat with the girls. And we are now starting a Legends Only. What are we calling it? Oh, I feel like I had a name for this.
Legends Only Book Club.
Or was it Legends Only Reads Books, Not People?
Yes.
Something like that.
Something like that. The library is open and there's one book in it and it is The Meaning of Mariah.
Yeah, literally. Legends Only Reads one book for
one
the first
book.
Time ever and last time ever. And we're not yes. even reading it. We're going to listen to the audiobook.
Exactly. Close enough. Yes. If you... haven't been following along, Mariah Carey is releasing her memoir on the 29th, and we will be going through section by section for the next month on Patreon exclusively, breaking down all the moments in her book and talking about it. And
she's
also
an icon, she's a legend, and she is the moment.
She is the moment. And we will definitely be chatting with our Patreon Legends Only fans in the Discord about our findings about the book, how our thoughts are about, you know, Miss Mariah's journey. And yeah, it should be a lot of fun.
I know. I'm so excited to download this.
And me too. I've already, you know, obviously the press got it a little earlier and there have been some headlines already. And I don't really want to spoil it for myself too much, but clearly there's a lot of juicy tidbits and I'm excited.
Do we know how long the audiobook is yet?
We don't, but I'm
hopefully it's consumable.
Oh, I'm
is it
sure
going to be like 24 hours?
Well, if not, you can definitely listen to it in James Charles 2x speed.
Oh, definitely. That's what I do.
Hi, sisters. So my first single was called...
Oh, I listen to everything on 2x speed. Do you?
Yes, I know you do. And you? I think you can do that.
Yeah, you can.
So
some people I listen at like regular speed because they talk really fast. Like James Charles, I can't at 2x speed. yes. So we're going to be listening to the audiobook and then reviewing and discussing and chatting in some bonus episodes. So... Book club, girls,
book club.
Fall reads.
Coming
oh my
soon.
God. Oh, did you hear that? Oh, a leaf just crunched. Look at my cozy sweaters.
Oh, is it Christian Girl Autumn?
Literally. Oh my God. Shout out to my friend Talia. She went viral on TikTok for a TikTok of that girl where it was like, when I say I hate white people, never ever am I talking about this lovely lady right here. And it was, what's
oh,
her
I
name?
Saw that one.
Yes, that was my friend Talia.
I love it.
What's her name? It's not Christine Quinn. That's Christine.
It's like Christine Covington or something like that.
Yeah, it would be Christine Covington. That's very white fall.
I need to know. Something like that. It's something.
I think you're right. I would bet on it.
Yes. And regardless, she actually promoted the person who made her famous. Had like a GoFundMe for transition funding, and she promoted the GoFundMe and was like, this is the person who made me famous, please help support, and donated $500 to it.
That was fighting for gay rights. Mm-hmm.
Literally. So
a gay icon.
I believe she's an LGBTQIA icon. So
an LGBTQ PSL.
Exactly.
Oh, too much. Well,
too much.
You know, speaking of fall and women, where was I going? That sounded awful. I did not mean that like that. Sorry. That was not what I was going for.
Autumn goodbye?
Yeah. That's not what I was trying to say. Speaking of fall is back. Fall TV is back. Things are starting, even though there's about to be another shutdown. But anyway, Wendy is back, everyone.
And she has quite the setup.
It is something else. Now, have you been watching this week?
I watched bits and pieces. I did not watch a full episode, but I did watch how they introduced Brandy, and I lost it.
Yeah, well, she came back on Monday. It was a slow start. She was very emotional. I think she was having a hard time with the lack of audience and whatnot.
Yeah.
But the week kicked off with an icon, Nicole. Her name is Nicole.
Oh.
And Wendy pronounced her name correctly this time. Not once, but three times.
You know that they prepped her in the meeting for like 3 hours with flashcards.
She got it right, though.
Thank God, because what she always went with Scherzenberger, right?
Yeah. Nicole Scherzenberger. Now... The way that they're introducing guests on this show is so funny to me.
Oh, my God. It's amazing.
It is a TV on a wheelie, like very old school when you were in class in the 90s and they wheeled the TV in and put it in the front of the room. It is very much like that. It's very dramatic. Yeah. It comes from backstage. I'm just like, can you just put it behind her? There's like a giant TV.
They emulate the exact walk-in, but it's a screen that they wheel in really sadly, and the person's sitting there waving to the fake audience. It is the most dystopian sci-fi horror story ever.
It's so weird and like...
It's so funny.
Nicole was just like in her kitchen, and her alerts started going off on her laptop. And then we had an iconic moment with Brandy where Wendy says, I really enjoyed you on Versus.
What was that?
That went viral, obviously.
Oh, Versus.
Versus?
Like,
It wasn't a hard word, but Versus?
They must have, I mean, because it's, the logo is spelled kind of wrong.
Right. So maybe there's a different emphasis on the wrong syllable. But
right. Did you say syllable?
Yes. I'm, that's a quote from something when they're, oh, when they made fun of somebody putting the wrong emphasis. Anyway, she adds a little Zeus at the end of that. And then, she talked about the verses. We actually haven't talked about that at all on the pod, but that is an incredible series where two heavyweights in the industry, if you haven't seen it, go head to head on a live and they play a song and then react. And then the other person plays a song. And usually they have some sort of connection between the two or they're old industry friends or something. And there was a very iconic one between Brandy and Monica, otherwise known as the Boy Is Mine duo. And the fake friendliness of that. Did you watch it?
I did. Not all of it, but a lot of it.
It was so...
I don't like Instagram Live.
What'd you say?
I don't like Instagram Live.
No, and that
the experience, it's like I constantly get interrupted.
Yeah, it's hard because you constantly, like, other things are happening and you have to click out of it. But also, I believe it shuts down after a certain time period and they have to reset it, like 20 minutes or something, like a time limit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like everyone has to log back in. It's like you can't Instagram. Anyway, it's still a good series.
Getting millions of views.
Millions of views. It's I think the one that was probably the best so far was Gladys Knight versus Patti LaBelle.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a love fest between the two. And that was a lot of fun and just expert shade as well in places.
Do we know if there's anyone coming up soon?
There is, I believe it's men, so we'll be skipping that. But I don't know what's coming, but they're definitely promoting it and it's getting bigger and more mainstream.
They should go on Twitch. I'm just saying.
It should go on Twitch, yeah.
But I think there's like music right issues with Twitch. I don't know.
You bring up a good point.
Why is everything so difficult? Anyway. Speaking of legendary queens.
Speaking of versus, yes.
Well, they didn't versus each other. But two queens, Mariah and Oprah, this week got together to recreate the We Belong Together meme 15 years after it happened.
Yes, for anyone who's not familiar, there is either the GIF or the video. You've seen Mariah performing the song and Oprah is emotionally outstretching her arms and mouthing completely the wrong lyrics and just kind of giving up at a certain point.
I feel like this went viral on Vine. Anyone else? I feel like I remember seeing this on Vine. Like this clip went viral on Vine, which was on Twitter. And then, yeah.
Regardless, it did become a moment, a beloved moment. And now through the magic of Zoom, they recreated it with Oprah in a fake crowd singing along.
It's so good.
It's a good moment. Obviously, that doesn't translate as well on a podcast. The audio is just going to be Mariah singing, but go look it up.
Yeah. Mariah's social is just genius.
Yeah, she's really killing it all around.
Could you imagine who had to pitch that to Oprah? You're like, here's an example. I always just think of these, like, whenever I see a celebrity do this, like, not production, but like, kind of a little bit. I'm like, who had to explain that in like a sentence or two to sell you on that? Shout out to whoever that was.
Gail.
Think it's Christopher Buckle.
Shout out to Gail.
Right? Shout out to Gail and Christopher Buckle. I really feel like it's him.
Yeah, that's very possible. And I think, you know, they've done like 10 interviews at this point or something crazy. So yeah. I just think she was definitely more up for it than maybe she would have been for anybody else. So,
yeah, I haven't watched any of the Apple TV Plus stuff. Have you?
I haven't yet because I don't want to spoil. I want to like...
I don't have Apple TV Plus either.
Oh, well, that's true. You know, they have Verzuz on there.
Do they?
No, I don't think they do.
Oh.
But I'm like, watched.
Hulu Plus, Disney Plus, OnlyFans, Patreon Plus. Like, it's just, if you add it all up, it winds up being more expensive than TV ever was.
Oh, that's the ultimate scam.
That's literally, I'm like, can we just have an a la carte?
Half of these people on OnlyFans now, because they realized, like Bella Thorne, and I'm not just calling her out, if you sign up for OnlyFans, people get excited and sign up for it regardless of what you posted, if anything. And even I've been, did you watch, there was a recent review of the drag queen OnlyFans?
No.
It was like Katya Shekulay. They are only posting pictures of like their outfits. They're not even naked or anything. A scam the house.
Well, it doesn't have to always be that.
It doesn't. It doesn't. But I think what it does is it creates like obviously an enticing air about it, because it's like OnlyFans is known for primarily sex workers. And then to see a celebrity on it, you're like, oh, I got to get in on that. But it doesn't have to be that.
Hey, guys, Foxy here. Like three people will get that.
Foxy. Yes. But also, who else is on it? Cardi B is on it, too. And she does lives on it. She, like, talks to people on it.
Interesting. Well, I feel like, well, let me ask you. Are you subscribed to anyone on OnlyFans?
I'm not. No, I am not. I know. That's surprising.
I know it is. Honestly, it's almost October. I'm surprised you're not even signed up for yourself.
Well, give it time. Give it time.
On that note, a word from our next, but no. Surprise, everyone. We have a new sponsor. No, there's this guy from TikTok that I follow, and his OnlyFans is like pay-per-view style.
Like
you pay like for sometimes. Like you just pay for one post.
Oh.
So you're like, here's a dollar for this one post.
A dollar a dick pic?
Well, I don't know. I only signed up for one.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Well, I definitely don't knock the hustle, and I think it's probably a little problematic, though, that now we have a lot of mainstream people moving into it, and so that takes it away from, like, they had the whole scandal with Bella Thorne because so many people demanded refunds that they, like, created money limits on the platform for the first time for, like, tipping and refunds or something like that, and then it caused a huge backlash among, like, actual people who work on OnlyFans being like, thanks a lot.
Wow. Thanks yeah. a lot, bitch.
Thanks a lot, Fine. Bitch.
I need to add that to the soundboard. Bubblegum
boy with Pia Mia.
She pushed me. Thanks a lot, bitch. Now I can't charge $7 to show my tits.
Well, literally, there's like some sort of limits in place now. So anyway, I don't know why we veered into this. But we did have another Mariah moment, actually, that has nothing to do with the book.
Oh, yes, that's true. We had another Legends
Only moment.
Yes, Mariah and our queen, Kelly Clarkson, have been tweeting each other. We just love to see it.
Yeah, that's honestly, that is like stan fiction, like for them to be interacting. And it was so sweet. I think Mariah had tweeted, I want to say about Looking In, the song Looking In. And Kelly kind of gushed over that song and was also like, I still can't believe she writes all of it. Like, people don't give her enough credit sort of thing. And then Mariah was like,
she's got a point.
Exactly. And she was like, I know how important your music is to your life as well. And it's like, recognizing behind these hazel eyes.
They're icons and they write their own music.
They do.
So
I'm ready for the collab. I'm ready for the duet, whatever.
What do they do together?
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say that they make sense as a duet. It's just like two powerhouse singers. Like, basically, they should just stage Divas Live 2021.
Yeah, please delay it. We don't want it on Zoom.
Yeah, they should sing as like an ensemble with other, maybe like Adele or, you know, other Jennifer Hudson. But like, I don't know that I necessarily think of a duet with them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, Legends Only.
You Thought Wrong, 2021, featuring Mariah Carey.
Tamira.
No, we can't do that to Tamira.
Well, she could appear.
That's true.
She can come in too.
Yeah. Well, on the subject of Legends Only, since that's what we do here.
That is what we do here. That's what we're in the business of.
Shall we chat about our queen for a second here?
We shall.
Are we still not rolling the theme song? Is that...
Yeah, because it doesn't have to do anything with quarantine, I guess. So
that's,
I don't know.
True. Well, everyone,
she's an icon. She's a legend. Roll the Billboard intro.
Yeah. Here she is, the undisputed princess of pop, yes. Britney Spears.
And here she is at number 441 on Rolling Stone's 500 albums of all time list.
Wait, are you serious? She's really 441 or whatever out of 500?
Oh, yeah.
all, and second of all,
that deserves to at least be in the top 200.
It's a really
150.
It's a really
top 99.
Strange. I have enough trouble doing a top 10 or 20 albums of the year list. It stresses me out too much. So once you get into the 300s, like, what is the criteria?
Well, once you get into the 300s, clearly.
I'm very honored to be in the presence of so many locals.
It's like, I guess 441 is a sleigh. I don't know, but.
How many albums have even ever been made?
Well.
Is it like.
Count. There was.
Is there a count?
Baby One More Time. Oops.
No, not her. I meant like in ever.
I mean, they're...
Like, this is the top 500 best albums of all time. Well, how many albums are there ever? That's what I want to know.
I'll look that one up.
Because how much is... I want to know the percentage of 500 compared to every album ever made, you know? Because that could be iconic.
Yes.
Like, is 500 in the top 1%? Because then I'd be like, oh, she's got a point.
No, it is impressive. I mean, that there are a lot of albums that come out every year. So, you know... I think it's notable. It's interesting that they go with Blackout, or sort of affirming, I guess, because it's the fan favorite for many.
A good choice.
Yes. You know, it's good. I don't love the description in 2020. It's a little, like they call it her avant disco concept album about fame, scandal, divorce, and dancing on tables in a cloud of glitter and Cheeto dust. Do we need to do the Cheeto dust thing now? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Also, like, what? Tables? What?
Dancing tabletop. I mean, she does say it in the album. Okay. But, like, I'll take the acknowledgement. And, you know, so many were snubbed. I don't see Lindsay Speak on there. I don't see Paris. You know, there are many snubs that are notable. Her Name Is Nicole is nowhere to be found.
Well, didn't that never come out?
It never came out, but that doesn't matter.
Oh. Bum, 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 bum. Oh, Justice for Pua Canny Canny or whatever that was called.
Yes, Justice for Pua Canny Canny.
Or whatever, I don't know, Panini.
Well, congratulations to Brittany for that. And there were... You know, plenty of other pop selections along the way as well, but wanted to give a little shout out to Brittany for that recognition there, because it's not easy to get for her in like serious publications or listicles and all of that.
Yeah.
The snobs, they have their opinions.
That is true. Well, on the subject of Blackout, I, you know, the other day I was walking in the park and I felt a chill in the air.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? It's time. It is, as we say, it is blackout season.
Blackout season.
It is fall. It is time for Pumpkin Spice, Cardigan on Spotify, and in my closet.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time for jackets and sweaters and scarves and fall fashion.
So, oh, fashion?
Oh, did you say fashion?
I think you said fashion.
No, I didn't. You said it.
Oh, I said fashion?
Yeah, you did. I think you did.
I guess it's time for it.
Hi, fashion. So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
I just like kept going with that for like an hour. Yes, everyone. I don't have one this week. So literally it was like, what day is it?
Yeah, you have not been present.
I have
been on Dramatica all week.
This has been one of the worst weeks of my 2020. But we don't need to talk about that today.
Oh.
So I just have a little message for you. Since I'm going to be leaving you alone on this one, I just wanted to say this.
Well, Brad, good luck.
What the fuck is that from?
From Wendy.
Oh.
Well, Brad, good luck.
She was talking about Brad Pitt, and I was like, my ears perked up. Because she was like, Brad Pitt. And I was like, oh my God, if she says something about Brad, I am slicing and dicing that.
Perfect.
There you go.
Thank you for that moment.
So you are officially on the soundboard under the Wendy page.
Honored. It's a privilege.
Corona, Stephanie Germato. She's got a point. She's an icon. She's an icon, but what was that? Well, Brad.
Well, Brad.
It's really just a Wendy soundboard.
Yeah, there is. I have 5 pages. I have.
Appropriate. Anyway, my high fashion editorial moment of the week came over the past weekend when our Miss Miley Cyrus hit the stage at the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Not only did she look incredible with her performance outfit, which was a Mugler sheer moment, and it looked incredible. It was
so good.
Sheer.
I did see this, by the way.
Yes. But the real moment is she performed a standout from 2010's Can't Be Tamed, Who Owns My Heart.
Pretty legendary, if you ask me.
And not only did she perform it, but she actually reshot a visual borrowing her curlers hair look from the music video, recreating it for a sexy boudoir look. And she did a whole new visual, kind of giving you like Sweet Dreams interlude moment with glitter and like thrashing around the bed. And I just thought this was especially like, she's not my number one queen, but if my number one queen like did a nod to her thing 10 years ago and recreated it like this, I would go nuts. So this was a big moment for the Smilers and also for me because I love this song. And
I love that album.
Can't Be Tamed forever. Just fantastic album, kind of underappreciated in the grand scheme of Miley things. And go watch that performance. She covered Heart of Glass, Blondie. She, of course, did Midnight Sky. And she had a really cool... I'm really liking what she's doing with disco ball lately. Now she put a little like cylinder thing around the ball to turn it into a Saturn. And she shot lights up at it, obviously, like a disco ball. And it was just this huge hovering Saturn above her, or like a UFO, really. And I just think she's really getting it right this year. I don't know what this era is necessarily.
Right.
But I'm into it. I'm into the look, the sound. It's a high fashion moment. It's a billboard.
I know. It's like such a bummer because it's such a good Miley era. And I'm like, it needs a tour.
Oh, well, yeah. But that's...
The best of both worlds tour.
Well, she could be like Little Mix and just pretend that she's going to tour next May and just announce dates.
Right?
I mean, I love them, but like everyone's staring at them like, what? Like,
I know. Everyone's okay. Like... Surprise, we're back in January, in May. Yeah. I'm like, no, you're not. Good luck.
I would like to see it.
Literally. I'm like, it's not happening.
Like it. I mean, I love the energy. I love the positive hopefulness of it. But I'm also like, is it expensive to reschedule? Because I feel like you're about to. But
no, it's fucking annoying.
Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to see. But anyway.
Yeah. We're not going to be at a concert until, like, literally next June, so...
Right.
Something fun. Something for the summertime. Something for the girls to, you know, get ready and party to.
If I have to put on a hazmat suit.
We'll all be in hazmat suits dancing to 1,000 Doves in June of 2021.
I mean, if anyone could pull that off, that would so, like... She could totally do that and run with it and be like, it's a space age voyage to Chromatica. Everyone's in a space suit. You get it when you go in the door.
Ew, well, though. It's hot. Like, it'd be so sweaty. And then, like, how would you get a beer?
Built-in AC. Each one costs $50,000.
Okay, I would love that. But then how do you get a beer inside your space suit?
They'll have a little straw inside of it, and they'll fill you up with a backpack outside
of
it.
Just a plug. Yeah. Just like a giant keg that you just go and plug yourself into. There's something there.
There is something there. It's a concept.
It's too real, though.
Oh, I know. Like, we laugh, but, like, there will be some sort of form of socially distanced enjoyment of a concert.
Right. Like, we laugh now, but then next year we're going to all be sent to Mars, basically.
Clown in a spacesuit.
Our new show. Literally, it's like rocket. What do they call them? When you say like a is it not
a rocket ship?
No, but like the reporting to the, what's the thing that they say? Commander?
Commander.
That's a Kelly Rowland song. No, there's something that they say to the, you know what I'm saying, right? The
ground
countdown?
Control?
That, yes. Where was I even going with that? Oh, ground control. This is me, Stephanie. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. That's the new intro for Clowns in Space.
Clownmatica.
Oh my God. I can't. 1,000 wigs. Anyway, where the hell were we even going with that? Oh, yes, that was her high. I can't even think like off the top of my head of something that was high fashion that I saw this week. Can I tell you what I've been doing though? Because it's not like I've completely been like off the planet, but like kind of off the planet.
What have you been doing?
I've really been diving into, and I think I told you this, but like old school 2003 era Britney in New York videos of like In the Zone and Out All Night. The ABC special where she's like in Central Park, she's in New York. I've just been like revisiting all these old things. I was also watching a ton of like Sable and China and like WWF videos and like the bikini contest where like, you know, she shows her tits. Like I've been...
The handprint boop.
Yes, exactly. And there ain't a damn thing Vince can do about this. Throws the mic. She's like...
I mean, epitome of high fashion.
Ugh. Like I've really been, and I think it's like, they say there's like this psychology now to why people are so hooked on old stuff is because everything is just like so chaotic that people are, they want that comfort of like, oh, I know this, I'm comfortable with this, this is familiar.
Oh, and absolutely. So, there's a huge, huge uptick in like consumption of nostalgic, you know, viewing classic favorite series, things like that. I mean, even the Britney podcast is like, people message us and they say it's like a really nice escape to relive that moment of their life that they also grew up the same time of us. So I get it.
She's still getting views.
I mean, who wants to pay attention to 2020?
Oh,
not me.
You don't? Oh, I can't even. I don't know. I mean, 2020 is a mess. I hope that everyone has checked their voter registration. Quick shout out here. Deadlines. I mean, when this episode goes up, it will be the last few days of September. And deadlines to register are like the first and second week of October. So take your phone out right now and just say, hey, Siri, can you set a reminder for tomorrow to tell me to register to vote? Thank you.
That's a wonderful idea. And if like me, you had to relocate, you should also make sure that you're all registered and good to go.
Yes. The deadlines are approaching and we'll be yelling about it next week. So anyway.
Anyway, back to escaping the present.
Yes. Well, before we get into our new music and new moments of this past week, I think we should take a quick short break for a word about our new sponsor that we have, BetterHelp. So as we both have shared on this podcast, as well as our social media, both of us have been on our independent physical and mental health journeys in the past year, me with my weight loss and my health and my physical health, and you with
The internet and everything else.
Yes. And we've been very open and honest about that. And we both have been really open and honest with our journeys. And something that we both have introduced into that journey in the past few months is therapy. And so we would like to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp, that is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, for being a service that we both use. It is a teletherapy service that you can access on your desktop or your mobile app.
Yeah, so if you want to try it for yourself, you can go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/legendsonly for a 10% discount on your first month of the service. Try it out for yourself. Fill out a form. It's super easy, and it has been incredibly helpful for myself and T. Kyle.
Yeah. And it's also so easy to just schedule everything inside the app. It sends you reminders. And especially right now, we all know we're going through a weird time. And so for me, without getting into the details of, you know, what I'm discussing in therapy, but I can say that this has been a life-changing experience for me, and I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, I would have to agree. This has been helping me immensely. The ability to schedule in a flexible way has been really helpful at home. You know, one of the benefits of being at home has been being able to do this pretty flexibly, and it has proven really helpful for me. So we definitely want to bring that to our listeners' attention as well. So if you'd like, that is betterhelp.com/legendsonly.
Yes, and shout out to my therapist, because I know she listens to the podcast. Oh. Did I say that on here? Did I tell you that she listens?
You did, yes. I didn't know that we were doing the shout out, though.
Yeah. So, hi. Also, she's a Billie Eilish fan, so she agreed with our conversation about Billie.
Incredible.
But anyway, shout out to her for like literally had a 2-hour session.
Is she a Madison beer can?
I'll ask her. I'll go into my BetterHelp app. My next session is on Wednesday. And
okay, we'll find out.
I'll add it into the chat. You know, when she asks me, so how are you feeling today? So I'll say, you know, there's really just one thing on my mind, and it's really been bothering me for the past 7 days. Are you a Madison beer can?
I think we should have that conversation. It's the first question I ask before a date.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling this week?
Oh, I'm feeling a hearty 8.
Okay.
How about you?
I don't know. But anyway, what I do know is that... Oh, she passed away? Aww. Okay, so new music. Now, I'm going to start this one off with a...
Okay.
Okay, so I, like, seriously logged in the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is going on today? It was, like, Vin Diesel was trending, and then you were texting the group chat being like, oh, my God, Kygo, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what? Like, this is not real. And then I looked at it, and I was like, oh, it is absolutely real.
Yes, he didn't produce it, but it is his label and his... you know, crew.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because I stan, and like, I almost was like, I unstan, because
it's like a semi, it's on his Palm Tree Records, and it was produced by Petey Martin, who is a collaborator who has worked with Kygo. So,
okay. So it's like,
in the family, but not directly Kygo.
So like a Kygo versus stock.com.
Kygo.
Yeah.
Kygo K. Yeah. Yes.
Kmart. So Vin Diesel has a song called Feel Like I Do,
which is not a cover of the Danny Minogue song, for the three people who are understanding that reference.
Right.
It is
not. I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yes, you will.
I don't hate it.
Oh, God. Well,
I
guess there's room for everyone on our iPods.
But it's like almost... And I think because they played it on the Kelly Clarkson show, and they had this like dystopian 8-foot Zoom screen people just dancing.
All rocking at different parts of the beat.
Oh, yeah. They were not even listening to that. You know they weren't.
No.
They were just like, hi, everyone. Okay, give us a move. And everyone's just like bopping, and they're playing the song. And at first I thought it was fake. It wasn't. Was it?
I believe it's real. I believe that.
I don't even know anymore.
It's hard to say, what is reality? I don't know. But I do believe that that original audio was the song.
Yeah. Well, that Kelly Clarkson clip is now going to become a
meme. Yeah. They're also just dubbing it now with every kind of song, which that's what happens. But Yeah, Vin Diesel, you know, he did threaten this for a while now. By every year or so, he would drop like a cover and like a karaoke moment, and it would go viral every single time because it's like, oh my God, Vin Diesel is singing. And so this was almost inevitable because it would go viral every time he like had a singing moment. And wow. So, you know, I don't hate
too fast,
it.
Too fast, too falsetto.
Too flat, too sharp.
Literally.
Too flat, too furious.
Literally. The turns and the notes.
Find the note. He just sounds underwater to me. That's the thing that's a little weird.
Yeah.
Like, he does sound submerged underwater.
I'm just going to talk like this for the rest of the podcast.
Oh, is that the Vin Diesel effect?
Yeah.
That's how it sounds. I don't think his voice is god awful. I just think that it's like the effects on it are like, what are you guys doing?
I mean, we stand a lot of like really interesting artists. So
it's fine. It sounds like 2015 to me. Like it's definitely a very dated sort of trot pop sound that I'm like, all right, it's fine. I'm just like, it's cute. She's a cute girl.
Oh.
And it's charming that it's Vin Diesel. I mean, he's like this like hunky action star, and now he's doing like a dance bop. It's like,
I mean, honestly, like, I'm not gonna say that. Don't say it.
Oh. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, my dream is like a top who stands Kygo. So like, I'm kind of like,
you could have stopped it there. But keep going.
I'm like oddly like, oh my God, this is hot.
Oh, that he's doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's cool.
Are you a muscle top who likes Kygo? Hook me up.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I mean, good for him for feeling his oats and doing...
Feeling the way that he does.
Feeling the way that he do.
I can't. Okay, well, enough about that. Okay. I actually had a real recommendation that I wanted to recommend. There is a song called Dive by, I'm probably going to butcher this name, so forgive me, Alex Lustig featuring Acacia, I don't know. There's like a type of tree in Minecraft called acacia wood, whatever. It's called Dive, and this is like much more my mood this week is like mystical, chill, EDM, electronic. I love Alex's stuff. He has another song called Stardust that I really like. I don't think I've ever talked about it, but check it out.
Okay, I like that. I'll have to look that one up. Where did you discover this?
I discovered this one on Spotify.
Oh.
Yeah. In my release radar horse.
Okay. Release radar really hits. It gets it. The robots do a great job.
They really do. They've put the Jonas Brothers in my release radar this week. Oh. They like re-released Cake by the Ocean.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Did they do anything to it?
And I was like, what is this? And there's a full-ass Jonas Brothers EP with like two remixes. I'm like, what are the girls doing these days?
Well, they're doing what they can to get that extra coin.
Yeah, fair.
Okay. Well, there you go. They knew.
Yeah.
Well, I have some recommendations as well from all over the world.
Well, Brad, good luck.
I'm going to start with Miss Tove Lo, who we all know and love. Talking Body, all the bops, all the depressed, druggy bops. She's back with a very, I want to say, there was a YouTube comment that said this is very Cascada in September. And I was like, say no more.
So
like,
iconic.
Iconic. She has teamed up with, and I'm going to also butcher the names, Ilke Senkan, who is Turkish, and then a DJ. It's DJ Alok, who's Brazilian, RT for Brazil. And together they've done a cross-cultural collab called Don't Say Goodbye. It's, you'll like it. It's a very instant club bop for everyone who can't go to the club. I can like really picture this one at the Ritz. So, you know, just add it to the queue of songs that we'll hear one day.
Yeah.
And to the end, speaking of Euro legends and Cascada in September, do you know Medina?
Yeah.
Okay, Queen Medina, Danish Queen of Pop, is back with a new song called In and Out of Love. This is so good.
I did listen to this one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just...
very into it.
It hits. And I actually met Medina once at a club. She was doing promo for one of her crossover... There was this era in the early 2010s where we had those, like... It was Agnes, Release Me. Winter was doing Dirty Talk. Medina was doing I Think You and I or something. I don't know which she was promoting, but I got to meet her, and it was very overwhelming. Danish Queen of Pop. But she's back. I highly suggest it. It's called In and Out of Love. And go check that out. And then what else? Oh, well, okay. I gave the Machine Gun Kelly album a listen because I do like that song Bloody Valentine. I don't stand or support men. There's
Did
a song
take
where,
his name from something?
A machine gun. I don't know. Is Machine Gun Kelly a thing?
I want to be Machine Gun Kelly. What is that?
Oh.
Isn't that something?
I want to be like that.
Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of that Mika song. I want to be like Grace Kelly. Sorry.
I don't think that's what the reference
Machine
was.
Machine Grace Kelly. Okay.
Machine Grace Kelly is back with a new emo banger with Halsey. And
please don't be mean to me. No, this is actually really good.
This song, it's called Forget Me Too. It has unlocked something in me that has really transported me back to high school angst. Like when I listen to this and the album,
anger.
I'm so angry.
Depression. It's literally like 2020 is like the Avril Lavigne is jumping back out.
Oh my God, completely. It's giving me Avril. It's giving me the angst. And it's kind of what I need. And I feel like I'm enjoying it for like working out and driving around in suburbia. It's definitely like giving me that.
Speaking of suburbia. Suburbia. Oh my God, know what we should do? Because I feel the same way. Like I literally was jamming to What the Hell by Avril Lavigne the other day.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do a full like what the hell we were listening to in high school emo pop punk moments.
We do. And the time that I did a presentation entirely pretending that I was a Blink-182 stan. I literally did that. Oh my God, dark, repressed days. But I will say, Travis Barker is the one who did this Machine Gun Kelly album. So it like all ties together. Like the Blink energy is there.
Yeah.
But anyway, Blink is always with me. What else? So yeah, that was that one. The MJK and Halsey song is called Forget Me Too. Then we have Jennifer Lopez and Maluma came together for two songs, one called Pati and one's called Lonely. And then they made it into an 8-minute music video, which is asking for a lot in a time of TikTok. That's a lot of time.
I was like, that's 40 TikToks. I don't have time.
That's 40 TikToks. And she also promoted it on TikTok with Charlie D'Amelio.
So embarrassing.
It's just where we're at. It's crazy. Anyway. Oh, and also all the comments on the YouTube, all the video comments were, where's Charlie? It's like literally Maluma and J-Lo, and all the comments are like, where's Charlie? Anyway, that was just during the... Anyway.
She's busy promoting her drink at Dunkin'.
Yes, she is. Dunkin', Charlie's Dunkin' deliciousness.
Have you tried it yet?
I haven't. I'm a bad Demelian.
I'm a bad little Dunkster.
Did you have it?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I should try it. I mean, it's literally just like iced coffee with like a splash of caramel. It's like not anything.
Is it sort of like how Travis Scott has his own McDonald's thing?
I don't know.
Huh. Well, that's a goal if I've ever heard one.
Yeah.
One day. But anyway, J-Lo Maluma, I highly recommend. The video is absurd. The premise is that J-Lo is a billionaire. I don't know if I should spoil the twist, but anyway, there are two major scenes. One is a complete womanizer ripoff. She's in an office and she's shimmying and doing like womanizer moves. And then the other, she does sort of like a Chicago, what's it called? Cell block tango, kind of a fierce chair striptease. that is, I mean, that's, it's an incredible performance from her. But I like Lonely more of the two songs. And yeah, anyway, that is a J-Lo Luma moment.
Speaking of J-Lo, I am really in the mood to watch Hustlers again.
It had some Hustlers vibes to it. Like, clearly they were like, that works for you, keep it going. This is kind of like if J-Lo kept scamming her way to being a billionaire.
Oh, so good.
She just really does well as like this badass businesswoman, you know, boss.
Yeah. So, money.
Money. And then, you know, obviously Maluma is very hot in it. And that's what he's here for.
We all know your type.
Well, maybe so. Maybe so. Anyway, there's that. Also, he's like to be like the love interest with Madonna and now J-Lo. And also, like, he's had 5 million other collabs. It's not a bad life.
This is a place for legends. Okay.
It really is. So that kind of brings us to another one of my legends, Miss Kylie Minogue, who is back with the second serving from her album Disco called Magic.
So joyful.
So joyful. So breezy. So cute. So Kylie.
Magical.
So magical. Yes. Unlike Say Something, which is unintentionally had quite a message of the year, this is very, I just want to, let's, you know, embrace the moment, dance together, stars in the sky. Very Kylie, very euphoric, joyful.
Mystical.
Mystical. Yes, she loves a little cosmicness. It kind of reminds me when she went more, like more on Fever, Light Years, kind of campy. It's in that vein. I'm happy for her. I feel like this is a good move for like the general public. I feel like this will remind people of like the joy of Kylie. And then she even shot a video at Fabric Nightclub in London, got the COVID testing and everything, has a little circle of dancers. And she's holding like a disco stick.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. Very, again, kind of throwbacky. She's going for that vintage vibe. Kind of like, almost like unfinished, I don't know how to describe it. Like the segments of her dancing on the dance floor that lights up is very Get Out of My Way kind of referencing. The throne is very Aphrodite kind of referencing. And then there's some like of her in a like a bob look, and she's kind of giving Studio 54, I would say, Olivia Newton-John-ish. I don't know. Yeah.
It's cohesive.
Yes, definitely. And I'm really ready for like the whole album. I'm just, right. I want it all. And I want to like see the vision, the full vision. I'm getting it. But yes, I'm very proud of my Kylie and I'm ready for what's next.
I'm not.
Oh, of what we're about to talk about?
No, like just in life.
you are fearing change.
I'm like, oh.
Well, hopefully, right, it will come out right after the election. So let's hope we're dancing. Yeah, that's,
I was going to say it, but I was like, should I say it? I'm like, it doesn't it come out? Thursday.
3 days. Oh, yeah.
So it's going to, what's it called?
We'll find out.
Disco?
It is called Disco.
So it's either going to be Disco or it's going to be Disco.
Oh.
Oh.
Disco.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yes.
Well, we'll see. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway, in
on
what is
the main event of this episode?
Literal main event. In the most iconic event to happen in the past 7 days, Miss Ava TJ Maxx shook the girls. The pixels were shaken off
shook
our screens.
The table. Too hard. Fell into the lava. We're talking about.
Okay, by the way, I am being so mean to Ava Maxx. I am totally kidding. I'm not trying to be like rude.
I obviously am a Maxinista.
Yes.
I've been going since Sweep a Psycho.
Sweep a Psycho is so good.
It is. Torn is so good.
Why the fuck is Freaking Me Out not on this album, but Sweep a Psycho is? Can someone please explain that to me?
I don't know. We'll have to DM her. But anyway, Ava Maxx, you know, we're in an age where we can't necessarily go to a concert, but we have been having Fortnite competition, concert, whatever's with like Travis Scott. I think BTS just did one.
Yep, VR.
Yes, VR. Well, Ava decided to do a virtual reality concert on Roblox, which
Do you know what it is?
I don't. They looked like Legos.
Yes. Okay. So you guys know, well, maybe you don't, and maybe this is embarrassing that I'm saying this on here, but I don't care. I have been playing Minecraft for literally 10 years, like since it came out. Shout out to Lindsay. We have a realm on Minecraft. It is so fucking cute. It's called the Legends Realm. We have a rainbow bridge. We have a house. We have an underground bunker. We have everything. It's so fucking cute. We just decorated it, our house, for Halloween the other night together. Yes, we're both 32 and I'm proud. But there's another game called Roblox, which is like a build your own game / Legos / multiplayer world. It's like not World of Warcraft style, because that's like too like fantasy and like fairies and shit. This is like I'm trying to think if do you remember Habbo Hotel?
Oh yes,
iconic. Do you remember Sims Online? That was like a hot second.
Well, all too well. I had an online boyfriend on Sims Online. We don't have to talk about it.
Shout out to Bella Goth.
I ran a casino on there.
Wait, I have questions now. Was this someone that you frequently logged into to chat with?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to stop there.
Yeah, it's better that we don't, because there's a whole dark period of my life from EverQuest to The Sims Online where I was just ahead of my time, really, because we're all going to be dating robots and avatars now.
Oh,
anyway.
Literally, I have a story about when my art history teacher made us sign up for Second Life, and we had to go onto this like fake museum, and I didn't think that anyone was going to be able to see me. So my character had these huge tits with like her nipples out, and I showed up to this. Anyway, this sounds like this is a bonus episode of like.
Yeah, this is a concept.
I think we should have that conversation.
So anyway, back to today, Roblox. So it's like Habbo Hotel meets Sims Online plus Legos Online. And you make a character and you make a world. So Ava made this like futuristic looking world, but it was basically just like squares and like her promo image and like fireworks. And her character was gigantic and everyone was like running around and it's like all these little Legos and they're like, oh my God, Ava, I'm shaking. And they're like screaming at her.
Yeah, running into her.
And she's performing, like, but it's just like a Lego, just like moving.
Running around. And there are several clips on Pop Crave and just going viral on Twitter. At one point, she is running and she falls into the lava. Yeah,
she literally just walked off the edge
and audio
of the
of
world.
The guy being like, Ava, no.
Literally, this gay is just like, Ava, no. And she just falls off. And like, do you die in Roblox? Like, I don't even know. Like,
no idea.
Was it like Ava has left the chat?
And then
like,
they all jumped in after her. And she's meanwhile, she's singing like Sweep a Psycho and yeah. Torn on the screen.
Right. And it just like fades out. It's like, oh, she's sweet, but she's psycho.
So good. So wonderful.
I have to say this. Okay. This was just how viral it went. Fucking brilliant.
Honestly, yeah. I feel like, I mean, if you're going to do an in-game experience, like, it's still corny. I mean, I'm a gamer. Like, I'm not saying games are corny, but, like, inherently that is silly. You know, it's like.
Right.
So have fun with it. I don't know. Make it really absurd. I don't know.
I mean, there's so much. Like, I think Gaga needs to do a collab with Fortnite. I think Gaga needs to do a collab with League of Legends.
Yeah.
I mean, they literally could make a Chromatica map.
Like, they would do an amazing job with that.
Yeah.
I would love a virtual Chromatica concert. And I feel like that's coming. I feel like she'll do the whole thing where she wears that, like, 3D suit that Tinashe did for that virtual concert. Like, I think that's coming. It has to. Like, because she won't be able to tour for such a long time that it's, like, she'll want to bring it to people. I don't know. Maybe.
She should do Chromatica and Minecraft.
Yes. which she promoted in the GUI video.
Right? There was supposed to be that server.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, I love my little Minecraft server. Oh my God. I'll have to tweet a picture of our Halloween decorations. It's so cute.
You should.
But anyway.
Check it out. If you haven't seen it, we'll retweet some highlights from Ava's Robux spectacular. And
okay, I'm looking that one up.
It's a pleasure.
Honestly, I was cracking up. Like
it, because the updates kept coming, and then just in all caps, somebody was like, Ava just fell in the lava.
Right. It was like this real-time update. Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, well, it's been an action-packed
week. Oh, she's sweet but a Lego.
No.
All right, we gotta go.
We gotta.
All right, everyone. Well, that pretty much wraps up this week. I mean,
it does. There's plenty on the way, including Legends Only, Read Books Not People event.
BTS week.
BTS week. On
everyone, send me your thoughts and prayers because I need it.
Yep.
I'll just say that.
A big week.
I have not slept in days. But anyway, thank you all for joining us for another episode of Legends Only. And next week, you know, we'll see what happens. But until then, we will.
We will.
Oh, let me put on my Vin Diesel voice.
See you
soon.
Yeah.
Ava, no.
Ava, no. Can we download Roblox and go next time?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.